Ohio, and I just bring you greetings this morning. It's a privilege to be here. We're going to just go right into it this morning. I will be coming from the text of Mark chapter 15, verse 21. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time where we can hear a word from you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. In observance of Black History Month, we will be talking today about being destined for the role. In Hollywood and even on Broadway, there is a saying that is used when someone plays a role in film or on stage so well that they embody the very essence of what the director had in mind when he or she wrote the script. The actor or actress played the role in such a way that it was believable. It brought tears to our eyes. It raised our level of consciousness and made us want to see it again and again. When this happens, it is said that they were destined for the role. Denzel Washington was destined for the role of Malcolm X. Jamie Foxx was destined for the role of Ray Charles in the movie Ray. We are here at Ashland Theological Seminary because God has purposed a role that he has destined for each of our lives. Just as one can be destined for a role in Hollywood or on Broadway, we are also destined to play a specific role in God's plan to advance the kingdom of God. In 1955, God had a certain young man by the name of Emmett Till in mind when he desired to bring the oppression of racism and the plight of African Americans to the forefront and consciousness of America. Emmett Till was a 14-year-old boy from Chicago who went to Mississippi to stay with relatives over the summer. Emmett was from the North, and he was unfamiliar with the culture of the South when it came to race relations between blacks and whites. Assumedly, he made the mistake of whistling at a white woman, and for doing so, he was taken from his uncle's house by force by two white men and so brutally beaten that it's often graphic to describe. His tongue was pulled out of his mouth and left hanging. His head was chopped in half, and he was also shot in the head, and his ear was missing. If this wasn't enough to further desecrate his body, he was tied to a cotton gin and thrown in the river. It's hard to believe that God had a 14-year-old boy in mind for this role, because this right here was pure evil. His mother, Mamie Till Mobley, played her part by having an open casket at his funeral, helping to further advance the cruelties of racism in America. When the body was shipped to Chicago with the stench that could be smelled within a 2 to 3 block radius, she told the people that came to stand by her side and be a support to her as she identified the body, "Turn me loose. I have a job to do." His uncle Mose Wright took his cue and risked his life as he did something unheard of when he testified in court against two white men in the South. The moment that he stated in broken English, "There he," was the moment that he became the voice for a now silenced Emmett Till and helped to further the spotlight of the realities of racism in America for African Americans. The ordeal and murder of Emmett Till became the catalyst that began the civil rights movement. I know some may thought that Emmett Till was a fictitious character because Lil Wayne created some lyrics and it degraded women and it had some things about Emmett Till in it, but Emmett Till was a real person in history who is known as the sacrificial lamb of the civil rights movement. Mamie Till Mobley can be quoted as saying, "I do know that without the shedding of blood, there is no redemption. And I do know that the Lord appeared to me in a vision, and he told me that Emmett was not mine, that he belonged to him, and that God had chosen him for this particular mission." In order to bring evil to light in a godless world, something has to happen to cause people to act, and somebody, unfortunately, has to play the part. This was the cross that Emmett Till had to bear. The cross is a symbol of shame and condemnation for those sentenced to die in ancient times, but it's also a symbol of sacrifice and victory. James Cone, an American theologian best known for his role in Black liberation theology, sums it up best in his book, The Cross and the Lynching Tree, when he states, "The cross is a paradoxical religious symbol because it inverts or turns upside down the world's value system with the news that hope comes by way of defeat, that suffering and death do not have the last word, and the last shall be first and the first last." As disciples of Jesus Christ, we are informed in Luke 14, 27, "And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple," which tells us that as disciples of Christ, we too are destined for a role that will bear great weight upon our lives. We too have a cross to carry. We too will experience great hardship and difficulty, but because Jesus overcame it, we too shall overcome. In our text, God created a role designed for Simon of Cyrene. Simon of Cyrene doesn't have many lines in Scripture, but he too was destined for a role. We do not know much about Simon, but we do know that he was from Cyrene. Cyrene is a city in North Africa and is now called Libya. It was a place that was once occupied by Romans and a place that encouraged Jewish settlement. Cyrene had its own synagogue and was represented among the people on the day of Pentecost. And because Cyrene was represented on the day of Pentecost, it is a place that is known for being instrumental in carrying the gospel back to its native land. Scholars and commentators debate on whether Simon of Cyrene was a Greek or a Jew, but I submit to you today that Simon of Cyrene was a Black man. He is thought to be a Black Jew. Africans with black skin populated the region of Cyrene until there was later an influx of Jews in the region. Simon of Cyrene is also thought to be Simeon of Niger, or Black Simeon in Acts 13. Black Simeon is listed among the prophets and the teachers in the church of Antioch. Black Simeon would one day become a great disciple of Jesus Christ, a prophet and a teacher, a husband and a father who would raise two sons, Alexander and Rufus, in the ways of the Lord and play a great role in the kingdom of God. Since the names Simon and Simeon were used interchangeably to indicate the same person, it is thought that Cyrene and Black Simeon were one and the same. Simon of Cyrene, or Black Simeon, goes down in history as being a God-fearing, educated Black family man in the Bible. The Bible says a certain man from Cyrene, meaning a specific man. This wasn't just any man. It was a man who was called out to carry the cross. We don't know why he was called out. It could have been because of the hue of his skin, but I like to think it was a simple process called election. And with election, meaning that God can use who he wants to use when he wants to use them for his purposes. Simon of Cyrene had traveled over a month to get to Passover activities in Jerusalem, and now that he is in the city, he was stunned by the turn of events in the visual that was coming out of the city. There, he saw an enormous crowd coming out of the city and soldiers surrounding another man. From afar, Simon saw a man that was beaten beyond recognition, bloodied, broken, and weak. The Bible doesn't state how Simon of Cyrene felt. All it states is that he was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. The New American Standard Bible says that they pressed into service. And the King James Version says they compelled one Simon, a Cyrenian. And the Gospel of Luke states that Simon of Cyrene was seized. Simon of Cyrene didn't have a choice in the matter. He was minding his business on his way into Jerusalem to partake in something that was seemingly good and got caught up in a matter that would forever change his life. If he would have resisted, he would have been beaten or worse, killed. So what was he to do? Simon of Cyrene is like the endless number of African American men and women today who were on their way to do what was seemingly good and somewhere along the way got caught up in a situation that forever changed their lives. Trayvon Martin was on his way to the store to buy some candy and something to drink and became entangled in a fight that took his life. Jordan Davis was on his way to the gas station playing his music loudly and was shot dead because it is assumed that he didn't want to turn down the music. Countless of African American men and women were on their way to do good and now are a part of the new Jim Crow called mass incarceration because they were forced to take a plea deal when they were really innocent. All of these situations are crosses to bear. And we know the Bible says, whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. But what if the cross belongs to someone else? Do I still have to carry it if it doesn't belong to me? My own cross is heavy enough. You mean to tell me I have to carry the cross of someone else? Many would think that Simon of Cyrene was in the wrong place at the wrong time, but I suggest to you today that Simon of Cyrene may have been in the right place or the wrong place at the right time. The wrong place because he may have resented this place because of what he had to do, but the right time because God had destined him to do it. Some of you are in the wrong place at the right time. The wrong place because it's not a desired place. It's a very uncomfortable place. It's a place that you don't quite understand, but it is also a necessary place to demonstrate the love of God. It's the right place because there is someone there weakened by the weight of their cross, and you are the one destined to help them carry it. I'm sure Simon of Cyrene wondered, why me? Where was his disciples? Where was Simon Peter with all of his bravado and mouth? Where was the man that Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church? Simon Peter and the rest of the disciples had abandoned Jesus when he needed them most, but I also believe that the other disciples were not there because they were not destined for the role. This part was meant for Simon of Cyrene. And when you are destined for a role, you show up when all the other characters do not. Simon of Cyrene didn't have an understudy. There was no one else that could take his place. Simon of Cyrene became the rock that Simon Peter could not be at this time in history. This goes to show us that the most unlikely person will be the person that you need to help you get through the worst time in your life. It won't be your mother or your father or your sister or your brother because they are too consumed with their own crosses. The person destined to help you will be your coworker or that person who rides the bus with you every morning or that girl or that lady or that man in your class that can't remember your name to save their lives but has taken notice of your pain so that he or she may help you save yours. How ironic is it that Simon of Cyrene had to think about losing his life for Jesus at the very same time that Jesus was on his way to give his life for Simon of Cyrene and all of humanity. True discipleship means being willing to lay down your cross momentarily to help a brother or a sister shoulder theirs. How easy is it for us to forget that we are our brother's keeper? We are our sister's keeper. And oftentimes in pursuit of our call, God has picked us up and he's dusted us off and he placed us on our way to answer a call, whether it's a call to ministry, a call to pastor, a call to be a minister or a teacher. And sometimes we get far removed from how we used to live and cannot relate to those who are now in our lives. Simon of Cyrene was destined for the role because he could identify with Jesus' pain. When you have suffered oppression, it is easy to identify with the oppressed. Being black is beautiful, but it ain't easy. There's no telling what Simon of Cyrene had experienced. The Bible doesn't say that Simon of Cyrene says anything. He just does as he's ordered to do, and begins to shoulder the weight of the cross. How often are the voices of black people silenced today? Silenced because we are deemed guilty before proven innocent. Silenced because people on the outside looking in see our problems and not our potential, and therefore they're unwilling to take a chance on us. Silenced because we are conditioned to know our place and to not ask questions instead of asking as many questions as we need to ask until we understand and then taking a risk. The fact that he was singled out of the crowd, possibly because of the color of his skin or that he was an outsider to the region, is consistent with the black experience. And just because you know of someone or have a friend who is of a certain ethnic persuasion does not mean that you know or can identify with their experience. Simon of Cyrene identified with Jesus. He knew how it felt to be ostracized. He knew how it felt to be profiled. It says he was compelled. Compelled in the Greek means to press into service, but in the English it means forced or obligated. Who are you compelled to help at a time when they need it most? We're told in 2 Corinthians 5, 14 and 15, for Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died. And he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Because of what Christ did on the cross, we are compelled to live for him and do as he would have us do. And oftentimes, what he would have us do involves interfering in the life of someone else who is experiencing a season of hardship and helping them, because that is what true discipleship is all about. Simon of Cyrene was destined for the role because he possessed the physical and mental aptitude and fortitude needed to carry the cross. Cyrenians were known for their strength. Physically carrying the beam of the cross meant that you were carrying something that weighed 40 or perhaps 75 pounds or more. Because of his physical condition, he was built to carry the cross. And I'm thankful for my ancestors. I'm thankful for those who endured slavery and the Jim Crow back in the South and the Civil Rights Movement. And all that is being endured today because it demonstrates the strength and the fortitude of a people. Because of his physical condition, he was built to carry the cross. And there are reasons why certain personalities are attracted to you. They saw you in your worst moment and marveled at the fact that you were not pulling your hair out or going into a depression. And now that they are going through, they're seeking you out because you showed them that only the strong survives. Not only was Simon of Cyrene physically built to carry it, he possessed the mental fortitude to see Jesus at his worst. While everyone else followed Jesus at a distance, Simon of Cyrene got up close and personal. Jesus was beaten, bloodied, clothes were ripped. He was exposed underneath the robe that they thrust upon him. And Simon of Cyrene had to endure seeing our Savior in such a state. Helping someone bear their cross means seeing them at their worst. But you can't allow what you see to deter you from helping them to get to where they need to be. He could have turned his back on Jesus, but there would have been repercussions by the Roman soldiers. He could have resented Jesus and gagged when he saw him and smelled him, because I'm sure there was a stench after such an ordeal. Others would have crumbled under the pressure. Some would have fainted at the sight, but Simon of Cyrene was built to carry it because he understood that it could have been him. Simon of Cyrene looked at Jesus with eyes of compassion, girded himself up under the cross, grabbed Jesus by the waist, and he helped him walk and carry his cross. Unlike Jesus, who had the greatest role of all when he died on the cross for our sins, Simon of Cyrene had a minor role that made a major difference. Unlike Mary, mother of Jesus, who had many verses in the Bible to tell her story, only one verse sums up Simon of Cyrene's story. But because he played his role, he goes down in history as being the black man who helped Jesus carry the cross. He goes down in history as being the black disciple who illustrated true discipleship by his actions. As we consider all that we have seen in the news and the images that we are bombarded with in recent months regarding social injustices across the country, from Ferguson to New York, from Nigeria to Boko Haram, to North Carolina in 2014, where a young African-American teen was found lynched, from the sex trafficking of our youth to hate crimes executed on the LGBT community, from the unjust killings of those in our police force to the unjust killings of citizens by police. As you consider these things today, my question to you is, what role are you destined for? Simon of Cyrene carried out the two greatest commandments and illustrated discipleship the day he helped Jesus. The two greatest commandments tell us to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus, being fully God and fully man, was able to be a benefactor of Simon of Cyrene's love and compassion, and was able to accomplish the role he was destined for on the cross because Simon of Cyrene played his part. John 13:35 tells us, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." In Hollywood, we have lights, camera, and action. But in real life, we have situations, circumstances, and solutions. Whether we admit it or not, whether we like it or not, we need each other to survive. Thank you, and may God bless you.